customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
She transferred me over because I heard somebody that took about $50-something out of my account, my bank account, and I told her to cancel whatever it was because I didn't order it. So I'm guessing we're trying to put the money back on my card or whatever we're trying to do here, even though she gave me a confirmation number and all of this. So.
Okay, so you have a charge on your account that you're saying you didn't make?
Right. She said something like a booster, Wi-Fi booster or something.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Albert Hoyle, H-O-Y-L-E.
Okay, I have albertholye865@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was my old email. That's my old one.
I have telephone number 330-581-3015.
Yeah, that's an old phone number too. Everything's old. I got a new number and all of this.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
Well, the one that where I live at now is 913 Commonwealth, Alliance, Ohio.
That's what I have on file here. So it shows me, let me see here. I'm going to see what was ordered. Okay, so there was an offer for that Wi-Fi booster, and it was $7.45 for shipping and handling to have that sent out. Do you recall placing that order or paying the shipping to have it sent to you?
That, like I said, this has been a while ago when I went through this thing right here, because it was something that come up on the phone, say you want a free gift, and I think you don't have to pay nothing but the shipping and handling. So, and after that, they bill you for like you're a member or something. That's from what I'm understanding what they did. And I told them, no, I didn't want all that, cancel all of that stuff. So that, I don't know how I'm going through this again.
Who did you tell to cancel it?
Who of the people that tried to pull the money out? Because I had to go with this before. I don't know if it was y'all or somebody else I deal with concerning. I'm trying to get my money back, you know, quit having money coming off my account for something I didn't order. I mean, the free thing is free, but you have to pay for the shipping and handling. I did one time before, but that came to me, and I paid for that. That's all good, but I didn't order. I didn't get nothing else for nothing like that. Because I think some of them is a scam. Because you don't get nothing, and they just take your money.
Okay.
So that's why I think I got scammed again on this deal, because I haven't got nothing like this, what you're saying I'm ordering.
Well, the Wi-Fi booster, that was ordered back in December on the 14th. That's when you paid the shipping and handling cost to have it
okay.
sent. And it was
okay.
delivered on December the 17th. So there was a delivery. If you paid that shipping fee, sir, I can't process fraud. What happens when you pay the shipping?
No, why is it? No, I'm talking about now. Is something just happened on my bank account?
I see
as
it, and I'm going to explain that to you, but you have to let me get there. So when you pay that $7.45 shipping and handling, that's what initiated this. You get a Wi-Fi booster, you pay the shipping fee. In order for you to receive this offer, you have to be a member to the gadget store, and that's what's costing you $56.95. Because
okay.
you are a member to the gadget store, you would be billed that amount monthly.
Okay, see, but this is the first time it came out. And so that's why I'm wondering, why is it something like this? I had canceled already. I had canceled this stuff. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know why
this, sir.
It has to be, because I did one. I can't even give you the confirmation number on it when it happened, though. But, yes, it has to be. If it ain't one now, put one on there. Because I did.
If you have the
confirmation
number, I can look it up. What is it?
She gave me C25924277.
That's the cancellation number for today.
Well, I mean, that's what I just said. That's on the cancellation she gave me. What If they gave me one back in December, you're taking me about 3 months back now. And I got so much mail on my hand, I can't even tell you a confirmation number. But okay. It had to be canceled because I hadn't seen $56 come out of my bank account in January or February that I know of. So why is it showing up right now? I don't know.
Because prior there was insufficient funds and it didn't go through.
Well,
that's why.
Because it should have been canceled. Because I might tell my bank to stop it, regardless.
You never
canceled,
sir. So that's why you're being billed. But I can't process a fraud on this account because you paid the shipping. What happens when we process fraud is we investigate the IP address. So it's going to come back to your IP because you paid the shipping fee. That's why I can't submit a fraud.
Let's do the cancel then. Do the cancel.
You're already canceled by the prior agent that you spoke to. Now, have you already spoke to your financial institute about this account?
What, the bank?
Yes.
No, I would do that today too.
Okay. The reason I asked that question is once you process the dispute on the account, it'll take the account out of our hands, so we wouldn't be able to process a refund. Have you already done so?
Not that. I talked to my bank one time before about something like this, but I can't say what went down at the time, because can't say if the money came back or not, but I know we put a cancel, I put a stop to it. So how it slipped back through, I don't know. But I deal with my bank on this one again today.
Well, then what you can do in that case, since you're not sure, if you call your financial institute and you request that they make a third-party call for you, just say, hey, I already spoke to the company. I need a third-party call made. If you're willing not to dispute this charge, then we can get it fully refunded. But you have to have your bank on the line when you call in.
Okay. Now, you said I got to have a tell my bank I need a third party? What?
Yes. You need a third party call.
A third party call. Okay.
They'll handle the call for you.
Oh, okay then. All right. Do I have to give them anything else or the confirmation number or what?
No. When you call in, all you're going to do is verify your name, address, and that way we can pull up the account. And I've already notated this account. So whoever takes your call will be able to help you as long as you have the bank on the line.
Okay. Now, what number do I mean, as far as calling my bank and tell them I need that third party call, they'll call whoever they need to call, and I don't have to give them no number or nothing, right?
Right. Just give them the customer support number that you called in today.
Wow. I got to think, what was that? I'm sorry. Hold on.
So I don't have a direct line, but they can see it on your billing, sir. It's attached to the charge, so your bank will be able to get the information.
Okay then. All right then, I'll do that then.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.